Hello, everyone. You are listening to La Vie en Rosé. Tonight, we will be talking all about tips on how to be happy. So grab your wine and let's get into tonight's episode. Welcome back, guys. I'm your host, Kimberly, and tonight we'll be talking about my 5 tips to being happy and how to live a happier life. But first, let's talk about wine. So, tonight I have a rosé, of course, and it's by the brand Chloe. It is a California wine, and it's a little bit on the dry side, honestly, but I still like it, and I'm trying something different, okay, because we have officially made it to episode 10. And I have decided that episode 10 was going to be like a summer finale. I was thinking about it and I was like, I think I want to take a month off, the last month of the summer, to just like enjoy summertime. Also, I just have a lot going on with like a bunch of events coming up. Also, my sister just had a baby, so I get to spend time with my new nephew. And so it's a lot going on, but it's all good things. And so I figured now would be the time to take a brief hiatus, do a little summer finale, and then we can reconvene in the fall, like shortly after the Labor Day holiday. So what better way to kick off the summer finale than to talk about happiness and talk to you guys about my 100 Happy Days Challenge. I'm not really the creator of the 100 Happy Days Challenge. I'll actually link all of that in the description of this podcast. But the 100 Happy Days Challenge is a challenge that you can do online. I also have my own version of it, but I'll talk to you guys about that later on in tonight's episode. So without further ado, let's jump right into my 5 tips into being happy and living your best life. So tip number 1 would be set boundaries. So this is probably the hardest tip, especially for me personally, and it's definitely one that I'm still working on. Setting boundaries and learning how to say no will ultimately make you so much happier and so much stress-free. I tend to struggle with always feeling like I have to say yes to everything, or when people ask me to do things for them, I feel guilty if I say no. I know all of you feel the exact same way. I feel like everyone feels like that. But some people have just mastered like when to know when it's okay to say no. And some people like me struggle and we end up saying yes to everything. And then we get overwhelmed and get stressed out. And then you're just not happy. You're just miserable. So what I've learned is that to live a happier and more stress-free life, you have to have boundaries and you have to know when it's okay to say no and when you can say yes. I feel like by saying yes sometimes and also learning to say no other times, you keep this balance and you never get too stressed and you never get overwhelmed and you always have time to take care of yourself instead of taking care of everyone else. And like I said, I'm working on that too, but we can all try to set small boundaries here and there, and you're not mean if you say no. Tip number 2. Try to exercise more often. And I'm not saying you have to turn into this huge fitness guru or be that person that goes to the gym every single day. But by doing small exercises, even every once in a while, you will definitely relieve more stress and release the endorphins hormone. And if you didn't know, endorphins is the hormone in your brain that is like the happy hormone. That is the hormone that makes you feel euphoric and happy. So if you exercise for just 30 minutes a day, you can increase your endorphins, and it's also healthier for your body. And when you're healthier, you tend to be happier, because I feel like health and wellness are kind of hand in hand, you know, like when you are healthy, you just feel better in general. So you don't have to be a gym buff, but exercising 30 minutes a day even if it's something simple like walking on a treadmill or dancing to Zumba, 30 minutes of exercise a day definitely will help you feel more happier in the long run. Tip number three kind of goes with tip number two. It's go outside. And I noticed that, especially with the quarantine, like I wasn't feeling as energetic and I wasn't feeling as, you know, happy as I normally do. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that everyone was like stuck inside for like 3 months. You know what I mean? We were all in our houses, in our cars, in our jobs. We weren't really doing much. At least I wasn't, because I was working. And I know a lot of other healthcare workers weren't, because we were either in our house or in the hospital or in our car driving to the hospital. So, you know, we didn't get a lot of sunlight, and I feel like that played a huge role in everyone's like overall mood. Like, it's kind of like it's well known that people with low vitamin D tend to feel kind of lethargic and a little bit gloomy, you know, like that gray cloud over your head. And the best way to get like a huge boost of vitamin D, like a healthy boost of vitamin D, is to just get out in the sun directly. Like I said in tip number two, this could be something as simple as going for a walk outside, or you could even sit outside if you have a porch or if you have a backyard. Like, just sit out in the sun for like 20 minutes to an hour, and I promise you, you will feel rejuvenated. Obviously, if you are truly concerned about vitamin D or other deficiencies, or like your health in general, you should, you know, consult your healthcare professional, consult your doctor. That way they can get you on the proper plan to feeling your healthiest. But if you're just having like a gloomy day where you just feel kind of tired and feel kind of blah, try sitting outside for an hour, soaking up the sun, go for a walk, take a lap around the block, and I guarantee you will feel so much better shortly afterwards. Tip number four, try affirmations or words of affirmation. I know affirmations are extremely awkward. I personally hate doing it. And I can say that I'm really bad at doing my daily affirmations. I don't do them that much. I only do them when someone tells me that I should. But honestly, the research is there. The studies show that if you look in the mirror every day and you tell yourself how great you are, your brain really starts to believe it. It's almost kind of like brainwashing yourself into loving yourself. So I hate doing it. I feel like it's awkward. But even if you pick one thing that you say every day, it could be simple like, I am happy. And you don't have to believe it when you say it. Just like look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am happy. And eventually your brain is going to start to believe it, and like you'll feel happier. And then after you do that, you can pick something else and you could say, I am successful. And then you can keep repeating that. So I feel like everyone says do your daily affirmations, and they have like a list of 10 things, and it can kind of feel overwhelming, and you're like, I'm not looking at myself in the mirror and like repeating 10 things. That's weird. My suggestion is just start with one thing and make it, I am happy, and say it every day until you feel happy. And then after that, you can pick something else. And then slowly but surely, you will brainwash yourself into living your best life and feeling your happiest. Lastly, but certainly not least, tip number five is be charitable. So when I was growing up, my mom always used to say this. She would say, if you want to feel better, you have to help someone who can't do anything for you in return. So, my advice to you guys would be to find some place where you can volunteer even just 1 hour out of your day and just help someone that you know definitely needs it, and you're not going to get paid for it. So, when it comes to volunteering, there are a whole bunch of different options that you can do depending on like what your interests are. Like if you like being, like if you like working as part of a team, I once worked at a food drive and that was really fun. We worked in a large group. We sorted a bunch of food, packaged them up to go out to families in need. So that's really fun. If you're more outdoorsy and you like animals and you like being outside, I once helped a local farm in Philadelphia preserve their crops for the fall. Like, we got to like get the mulch and put it over the area where they plant their seeds in the springtime, and we put a tarp down, and it kind of protected the soil for the entire winter so it wouldn't get damaged by the cold air. And we also got to see a bunch of animals like sheep and cows and all those things as well. And yes, for those of you who don't know, there is a farm right in the middle of Philadelphia. Be sure to look that up. Sorry, my phone started ringing just as I was talking about that. But yeah, there's a farm right in the middle of Philadelphia. And so if you live in a farm area, I'm sure you can find other places to do outdoor volunteering. And tomorrow I'll be helping out clean up a school in the neighborhood. So there's like a bunch of different types of things that you can do. And I know places like animal shelters, hospitals, food banks, they're always looking for volunteers like every day of the week. So you can always find something. And if you even just want to dedicate 1 hour out of your entire weekend to just helping, I guarantee you it'll make you feel 10 times happier right after you help them. Now we will take a short break, and when we come back, I will talk to y'all about the 100 Heavy Days Challenge after this brief word from our sponsors. Okay, so for those of you that know me or have been following me for a while, you know that every August I kick off the hashtag 100 Happy Days Challenge. And this challenge asks that you find one thing every day for 100 days straight that made you happy or that made you feel grateful in some way. It can be anything from a night out with friends, or to buying your favorite coffee in the morning, or even something as small as seeing a new dog on your daily walk. The purpose of this challenge is to force you to dedicate time every day to being happy. And if you can get used to appreciating small things every day, then the theory is that overall you become a happier person at the end of the challenge. So the official 100 Happy Days Challenge starts around September 22nd, and their whole mission is to like end the year, the last 100 days, you know, doing the 100 Happy Day Challenge. And I'll, like I said before, I'll link the website in the description if you're interested in doing the official 100 Happy Days Challenge. I know that it does cost $99 to participate, and you get a certificate when it's done and all that stuff. I personally don't do that. I do my own version of it, where I go from August 1st to November 8th, just because I like to get a little bit of summer activities, a little bit of fall activities, but I still don't have to think about it around the holiday time. And I don't get a certificate. You don't have to pay any money. I just post on Instagram one thing every day that made me happy. So I'm not official. I don't get a certificate, but it is fun, and my followers tend to like it, and they tend to like follow the 100 Happy Days like hashtag throughout the whole summer / fall when I'm doing it. So make sure you are following me on Instagram at The Kimberly Show so you don't miss a single day. And if you guys would like to participate, then I'll have a story up where you guys can reply with challenge accepted, and I'll make sure that I follow along on y'all's journey as well. And maybe if we can get enough people, I'll create like an Instagram group chat. We can all hold each other accountable and making sure that we make our 100 posts every day. I've been doing it for, I want to say, 5 years now. And I think there was only 1 year where I didn't finish the 100 Happy Days. I think it was like 2018. That was like a weird year for me. But for some reason, I like tapped out on day 70, which, now that I think about it, that was the worst because I was so close. I was on day 70 and I just like stopped posting. But I did it every year except for 2018. And I even did it last year during quarantine. So if I can successfully do it during a pandemic, I have faith that I can do it this year, especially since the world is hopefully opening back up. Hopefully there's not another lockdown, and we can find more activities and more small things every day that make us happy. Anyway, all that being said, this has been a lot of fun, you guys, and I thank all of you who have been tuning in every week, every Friday at 8 p.m. And make sure that if you are not subscribed, that you subscribe now. If you are not following me on Instagram, make sure you follow me on Instagram there, because that's where I'm the most active. make sure you hit the notification bell if you're listening to this on Spotify. That way you don't miss an episode when we come back. Thanks for listening to Lovey and Rosé, and I will see y'all in the fall. Bye.